Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Listen, we are super excited to have you joining us here today. Another phenomenal show, another outstanding segment we have put together for you. On the East Coast, we have snow happening. We have snow. So I know some areas are sick of seeing the snow. And I know in my area, we are like, okay, finally, we got one real snow for the season. So big shout out to all those that may be listening in who normally don't get a chance to catch the show, but because you are snowed in, you don't have a choice. You have an option to actually check out the show live. So we appreciate you. Big shout out to Brenda, my friend Brenda, who was trying to catch the show yesterday. I'm giving her a shout out. I think the snow has all of us kind of turned around. As to what day it is and all that good stuff. So on today's show, we're excited. We have two dynamic ladies that are going to be joining us here in the virtual studio. Yes, here in the virtual studio. We're going to have Lucinda Cross is joining us. She is known as the Chief Activator. She is in charge of and has started the Activate Movement. She's the founder of the Activate Movement. And I'm telling you what, Activate Your Life Today is her brand that she has. You have seen her recently. Recently, she appeared in the January issue of Essence Magazine, and then also recently appeared also on the Today Show, a segment of the Today Show. And so she will be joining us. And then in our final segment, our second half, we're going to be chatting it up with LaWanda Tillett. I'm telling you what, she is the owner of Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services, LLC. So she is going to be joining us. Listen, she's a big supporter of Charvette Mitchell, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Mitchell Productions. She's always sharing our stuff. She's in the know on events in the 757 and the 804. And she's also a radio personality on a panel. So we're going to hear all about what's going on in LaWanda's world. So, listen, I want to let you know that Mitchell Productions Web Design has a new revamped referral. Yeah, referral process. New revamped referral program. So if you know someone that needs a website, send them over to Mitchell-Productions.com, Mitchell-Productions.com. And there's a link at the top that says refer a friend. And if your friend gets a website, guess what? You get $25 and they get $25. So I think that's really cool. It's a win-win situation. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to move into a music segment. I'm going to let you hear, I like this, all the way from the UK, Natalie Phillips. And this is called Silent Tears. We had her on the show. Not too long ago, and she's all the way in the UK, and so I'm going to let you hear some music from our friends from across the pond. This is called Silent Tears. We're jumping right into a music segment. We welcome all those that are listening in and tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We appreciate you. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's just all Charvette. Here we go into our first music segment.
Listen.
Again, all the way from the UK, our friends across the pond. I know they're 6 hours ahead of us, so big shout out there. You know what? There's artists, talent all across the globe. So we're excited on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show that we get to just sprinkle in a little bit of that and let you hear a little bit of that. So listen, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our first guest. I'm going to be hanging out with me in the virtual studio, LaWanda Tillett. You're going to hear all from her, the owner of Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services. And I'm telling you what, you want to hear all about it. And then in our next segment, we're going to be chatting it up with Lucinda Cross. So we don't want you to go anywhere. Don't want you to move. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back jumping it off here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, this is what I do need you to do. Jump on Twitter and tell them what you're listening to, twitter.com/Charvette. Go ahead and tag me, and jump on Facebook and tell them what you're listening to, facebook.com/Charvette. Oh, Instagram, Charvette M. Big shout out to my Instagram family that's growing. And then who did I leave out? Did I leave anyone out? Okay, I think I got everybody. All right, there you go. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation. www.latboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from listening all across the world wide. Well, we love you guys. Every single week we bring you phenomenal shows and outstanding guests, and certainly today is no different at all. But listen, we have to tell you, we got some great feedback from last week's show. I do want to bring that up. We got some great feedback. So last week's show was The Men Confess, and it was a panel discussion with two gentlemen who were willing and open to discuss relationships, relationship questions, talking about Valentine's and all that good stuff. So that's going to be, drum roll, a reoccurring segment we're going to bring back for you all. We're going to do that at least once a quarter because we got just a lot of good feedback on that. And yes, everyone always likes to talk about relationships. And so when you can get a gentleman who's willing to talk about relationships, well, you got a win-win situation, because normally guys don't necessarily want to talk about relationships. So we just wanted to let you know that. So thank you very much for tuning in. And I think some of the guys found the comments very interesting, and some of you found their responses to be very interesting. So we want to keep that going. We also want to let you know of some other guests that we have upcoming. We're really excited. I don't know if you are a reality series TV person, or some of them are being called docu-series. Well, the Preachers of L.A., if you've watch that. Preachers of LA, we're excited because we're going to have First Lady Maisha Cheney that's going to be coming up soon. She has a new book out, and we're just going to chat with her. Really love her spirit from the show, so we're going to be chatting with her. Also, if you missed any of our past featured interviews, oh my goodness, Cora Jake Coleman, Bishop Jake's daughter, she was phenomenal. She's working on a new book that's going to be coming out, and we got to hear a sneak peek about that. So you want to go to charvette.com to check out any of the past shows, there. All right, so let's do this. We're going to go to another quick music segment, and then we're going to be back cranking it off again with our interview spotlights. This guy is Leon Timbo. I really like his vibe, and this song is just called Smile. You know what? We're still in the season in Spirit of Love. So let's hear Smile by Leon Timbo. We're going to be right back.
I thought I'd write a love song today. There's so much I gotta say. Like thanks for not walking away. You know everybody else did. When there's dark clouds in the sky, the sun will always shine. Because you're in my life. Baby, you
so
are
beautiful, wonderful. My world, my favorite girl, I love you. Baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer. Let me show you why you make me smile. I'm gonna keep you here for a while. Problems go away. I'm gonna be with you for always. Girl, sweeter than lemonade, cooler than the shade. Take my breath away. I'm blessed that you came. I'd walk 1,000 miles just to see you smile. Hang out for a while. Honey, you are
beautiful, wonderful. My world, my favorite girl, I love you. Baby, I love you. I love to kiss you, hold you. If I haven't told you, come closer. Let me show you why. I'm gonna keep you here for a while.
All right, Leon Timbo. Hopefully that made you smile just a little bit. I like him. I like that guy. Check him out. All right, listen, so we're moving right on into our first interview spotlight. LaWanda Tillett is hanging out with me in the virtual green room. I'm telling you what, from the 757, she's the owner of Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services, LLC, a big supporter of the show. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. LaWanda, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, thank you for having me. Good evening.
Good evening. It's great to chat with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So listen, I want you to tell the listeners in your own words, about your company and why you started Little Black Dress Event Planning.
Okay. Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services is really is my baby. It's what it is. I started back in February of 2014, so it's a year old yesterday. As a matter of fact, it's the day that I incorporated it. So I'm happy about that, to celebrate that. And
woo-hoo!
What it is it's a yes, because you know the first year is the toughest year. So I am completely thrilled about that. I started it because I just felt like enough was enough. I wanted to be able to do something that I enjoyed doing. I was passionate about. That would make a difference. And I know people say, well, it's just event planning. But it's so much more than that. When you can make people smile, there are a lot of people out there who have special occasions, and money just isn't what it needs to be, but they want mm-hmm. that grand occasion. And I felt like Little Black Dress was just that thing. I prayed about it. I was like, well, you know, God, what can I call it? I wanted it to be something different. And he dropped Little Black Dress in my spirit. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that kind of works. It's who I am. And Little Black Dress is an event planning company where we tell a story. Every event should tell a story. It should be from beginning to end. It's about who you are, what your company is, what your organization is about. And every element of your event, it should be, it should be comparable to that. No one should be able to come to an event and say, well, I went to Ford Motor Company's grand gala and not be able to see anything in it that says Ford. So that's what my company is about. It's about telling a story about your company. It's events with you in mind is what I taglined it with. And that's what Little Black Dress is. The goal of it is to really be in a position to where we can do events and things for people that might not otherwise have opportunity to do so, and really change the lives of people and make them smile.
I love it. And listen, I didn't even know the smile piece was a part of your branding, and I just happened to play the song Smile by Leon Timbo. So we are in sync. We are in sync. I didn't even know that was a part of your branding. And so I love Little Black Dress because immediately when you think of, okay, I need a little black dress, you think of events. You think of going out.
Yep.
You think of doing something. So I think that is brilliant that you came up with that and you have that. So in your opinion, what are the top three, I'm going to start with mistakes. What are the top three mistakes you see people making when they're trying to put together an event of any scale?
Budgets are like the number one mistake, you know, plan it, not having enough in the budget, because then I find that when we do go over or when we're putting something together and then it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm over budget. Well, then we now have to kind of step things down a little bit. So I find that budgeting is like the number one mistake for events. I would say another mistake for events would be just, in my opinion, doing it to please other people.
Oh, that sounds like a wedding to me. That sounds like a wedding to me.
You know, I think people forget that, and then they also forget the team aspect. Those are the things I think are the big mistakes in planning events. And again, the part that I say about pleasing other people, an event is about you. You're inviting people into your world. And so if they're coming to your world, they want to know about you, and you want them to have a good experience. You want them to have a wonderful experience, but they're experiencing who you are. And so oftentimes when people are planning things, they get so frustrated. Well, I forgot to do this. Well, I think we need to have this. And then there's so many people putting in their opinion into that event that people tend to get frustrated. So I think that's a number two mistake. Number one, again, being a budget. Just really not really thinking it out clearly what each piece could entail. And I would also toss in their research, doing a research about your event. You know, what has it been done before? If it has been done before, what were some of the barriers that they faced? What were some of the challenges financially? Attendance, whatever the case may be, I would toss that in there too. So budgeting, research, pleasing other people.
I love it. And you know what? I think with the budgeting piece, that really the research is tied into that because do you find that people get gun shy or they just have absolutely like no idea what flowers cost or no idea what lighting may cost or no idea what cupcakes may cost? Do you find that people really actually just don't know what stuff costs?
They don't. They truly don't, especially when it comes to flowers. You would think something like flowers would be inexpensive. But when you think about something like a daisy being $1.50 a piece, well, that adds up over time when you're doing several centerpieces. You're not just doing two centerpieces. You're doing 10 centerpieces, or you have a bouquet that needs to be done, or whatever the case may be. That adds up over time. And people truly don't know the price of something versus when you go to the store and get it for a bouquet or buying it wholesale. Lighting is one of those other things, like you said, that pricing of it, we don't really know. Minimally $1,800, but it depends on how grand of a scale you want it. So it just depends on those different things. But I think people sit down, you know, well, they don't really say, well, we've looked at this and we've looked at that, and we're going to say this is our budget. They kind of just sit down and say, you know what, are we willing to spend? And collectively between the husband and wife or whatever the company, the nonprofit organization, whatever the case may be, they're saying, you know, collectively, we're going to spend $10,000. okay, well, now we have to make everything fit within this $10,000 budget that you now have.
Champagne taste on a beer budget.
Well, you know, and my dad teased me a lot. He said, you know, LaWanda, he said, you know, when I first got married, that was one of the things he told her. He said, LaWanda has a champagne taste on a beer budget. but I was like, oh, no, I don't. But what I do believe is I do believe that you can have what you want in your budget, and it can be just as grand, just as nice as someone that spends $20,000 or $30,000. I think it just allows more creativity as a planner. It allows for you to go deeper into your craft and really pull out some tricks. And like, okay, well, if I can't spend this amount of money on flowers, well, here's what I can do. Or if I want to have this look, I may not be able to buy the vase already blinged out, but I can buy a vase from Dollar Tree, and I can buy the piece from Michaels, and I can now, you know, take that piece and wrap it and bling it out. So now I can save myself some cost. So when it comes to budgeting, I just think it allows for creativity. That's what that really, really comes down to, being very creative about how you spend your money. Even with nonprofits, when they say they have no money, getting creative with sponsorship. Even for the radio station that I work for, and even for the organization that I'm working for with, for their event coming up in March, it's the same concept. Really showing them to use your sponsorships to pay for the things you need, and being smart about it. So.
Budgeting. Wonderful. Budgeting. So, listeners, you're getting some tips here from LaWanda Tillett. Yes, the Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services, LLC. And they can like you on Facebook. Tell them how to get to you on Facebook.
They can get to me on Facebook. It is under Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services, just like that. Look for the Little Black Dress. And so that's what I really love about that. I love that concept. Little Black Dress, and they can also find me personally on Facebook, LaWanda Tillett. I do have the two connected. I marry them together, so when you connect to one, you can, if you're looking for that, you can go to the other one and find me as well. So that's where they can find me. They can email me as well, Little Black Dress, and that's LittleBlack dressevents@gmail.com.
All right, and shout out from Candace, who's listening on Facebook, and she said, you sound so good. Thanks for listening, Candace, and we appreciate you, all the listeners that are tuning in.
She's funny.
It's good to have support. You know what? It's good to have support. All right, so let's talk about, so we talked about things that you see that are maybe lacking or errors. What are some tips you have for having an outstanding, a phenomenal event? Again, this could be any scale. It could be as large as a wedding, or it could be a businesswoman who's having, you know, a conference, and maybe she's just starting and she wants to have, you know, a small, almost like mastermind type, you know, 10-woman seminar. What tips do you have for that person listening?
I always, you know, the venue. Out of anything that you could ever do, the venue is sometimes the hardest, most often the hardest thing, because that's mm-hmm. what you're going to build around. And a lot of times that's the most costly of it all, the venue. So I would suggest that the first thing you do is get your venue. Know what you kind of have in mind, where you want to go, what you want to do, what you hope to do with that space, so that you're getting the space that will help you maximize your event, help you get out of it what you need. So if you're only going to have a crowd of 10 people, you don't have to have a banquet room that can hold 50 people. It's a waste of space. It's not conducive to what you need it to do, unless you guys are doing being physical. So mm-hmm. just keep in mind what the concept is of the event you're trying to have so that it matches your venue. I would also recommend surveys for those who are doing conferences. I especially like those because the surveys, they help you get feedback for what you can do better next time. Have a team. Definitely have a team. No man is an island. So even in the business or someone who wants to do it, be able to delegate, which is something I'm learning to do a little bit more. Be able to let people work for you to make the event a success. So if you have an idea and you allow the event planner to come in, let them do just that. Let them minimize the amount of work you have to do. Let them minimize the legwork that you have to do. Let them put that all together and you just come in and sit down kind of situation. So, again, the venue, teamwork, you know, keeping those things in mind. And I would also say there's so many different things, and you asked me to pick like three or four.
Listen, you can give us more, because I want to say, I do want to chime in on the venue. I think what people don't realize is the venue, if you get a really great venue that connects with your purpose, connects with the vision, it's going to do the heavy lifting for you. So you won't have to have as much lighting or as much flowers or drapes.
Right.
You know, if you pick the right venue, it's going to do the heavy lifting for you.
Absolutely. And I also believe in time. I believe that start things on time. I have such a pet peeve about starting things on time. When I first started out last year with our first event, it drove me bananas, in the words of my program director. It drove me bananas that we could not start on time. And my sister's like, LaWanda, I need you to regroup. I need you to pull it together. It's going to be okay. Because I feel like time is valuable. Time is the most precious thing we could ever have that you cannot get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. And when you tell someone your event starts at 7 o'clock, they're usually going to get there by 6:30. So, man, they've already given you 30 minutes out of their time, and so they want you to start on time. And I think it's a disrespect to what you're doing, a disrespect to your event, a disrespect to the people, a disrespect to yourself when you start 30 or 45 minutes late. So as much planning as you can do ahead and prepare things ahead, especially when there's any food involved, anything that can be prepared the night before, do that. Anything for conferences, any material that can be printed out the night before, that can be put out the night before, the room can be arranged the night before. If you can, anything that you can do to make sure your event starts on time, I think that's the biggest thing, having something start on time.
Ooh, and if you can't say out, say amen. If you can't say out, just say amen.
Yes, you know, just preparation. Preparation and your team. Your team has to be strong. You have to have good people around you that are willing to work, especially as a planner. I cannot do it by myself. I have tried, and I'm worn out at the end of it all. So you have to really have a team in place that's like, okay, this is what you're responsible for, this is what you're responsible for, and together we get it done. But you have to lay a clear plan for them to even act on what you want them to do to start with. So you just can't say, we're doing this wedding, but you have to give them the details and kind of the blueprint so that they can move throughout and do what you would like to have done. So,
wonderful.
Again,
okay.
Preparation.
Preparation. So you can hear, listeners,
yes.
LaWanda has all of these tips and guidance and expertise for you. This is what I want to do. Can you hang out a little bit longer? Because what I want to do is chat with you about your radio life as well. I want to come back to that a little bit later in the show. So if you can hang out with us, and we'll come back and chat a little bit about that life. How does that work for you?
It sounds great. Absolutely. Love to.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. I'm just going to let you hang out in the virtual studio. Listeners, listen, I'm going into my next segment. I'm excited. This young lady's been hanging out in the virtual green room, enjoying some virtual snacks as well. I'm super excited to have Lucinda Cross joining us. She's best-selling author, internationally known speaker, spokesperson, energetic teacher. Listen, she is the chief motivator. She is the chief activator. She's the founder of the Activate Movement. You've seen her in the January issue of Essence. You've seen her recently on the Today Show. I could literally just keep going down the list of her media appearances. But she's here with us today to chat, and just so that you can learn a little bit more about her. So I'm going to bring her up to the mic right now. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Lucinda Cross, you're live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hey, hello, I'm here.
Awesome.
Hello?
How are you doing today? Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm fine. I was just writing down all of these good tips and notes, and I'm just like, this is some good stuff, because I do a lot of events. So she was dropping some jewels.
Yes, yes, yes. And certainly your last event, I mean, you've done, so much, but that last event just looked like it took you over the top. You had Sherry Shepherd, you had Kiki. Have you recovered even from that last event you did?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I have. And I'm so ready. I'm already in the groove of doing other events now. So, yeah, I recovered, and I'm just like, I'm back in the groove. I'm the activator, so I'm back in the groove.
never get a break, never get a rest. So certainly I appreciate your time. Let me just say that because I know you are super busy. But how did you, who named you, how did you come up with the tag, the Chief Activator? How did that get assigned to you?
Oh, my gosh. That came just from the opposite of what I used to be, you know, a procrastinator, somebody who always wanted to wait for things to be perfect in order to do something. And so I read this book called Strength Finders 2.0. I recommend everybody to get this book. It's a really great book. And my top strength out of the top five was Activator. And so that really helped and it resonated with me because, once again, I was a huge procrastinator, a perfectionist, you know. And so that word just reminded me, Lucinda, you have to activate. You have to keep moving. You have to keep pushing.
Wow. And I saw on your Instagram today and on your Facebook, you shared some videos. And I was like, oh, I want some more. I want some more. I retweeted, retagged one. So you've certainly been doing a lot of work in the vision board space. So that's why you were on the Today Show. And so you've done a lot of work in that space. How did you get into that piece of it?
So I've been doing vision boards, I would say, for over 10 years now. And, you know, God always says in his word, your gifts will make room for you. So the one thing that I was sitting on and doing effortlessly, but just to help continue to keep me motivated and inspired in my passion and dreams, is the one thing that I'm being recognized for today.
Wow.
That has helped me. Those vision boards have helped me throughout my life go over certain obstacles and challenges and just say, you know, look at the bigger picture, Lucinda. Keep your eyes on the prize, regardless of what it looks like. You know, just keep pushing, you know, keep your dreams alive. And that's what the vision boards did for me. And so I actively, you know, faith without works is dead. So, I put my vision out there. I wrote the vision, made it plain, but also show up and took certain actions.
And here we are, here we are. And so for the listener that's tuning in who's saying, you know, the vision board, they've been kind of hearing about them. They're not exactly sure what that is. In just the simplest form, how do you describe the vision board and kind of the process and what it does for people?
Absolutely. For some, a vision board is a collage of images of things that you desire. And rarely you go after those things. It just becomes a nice piece of work of art. For me, the vision board is something where you place your goals and aspirations on, things that you will take steps towards achieving and receiving, your greatest blessings, and allowing God to make room to even enhance what you put on there. So that's where you give yourself permission, that vision board, where you put down the things that you will focus on for that year and even moving forward, the big, big goals.
Wow. And so your first vision board, what were some of the things that you had on your own vision board?
It was to finish college. My very first vision board was to finish college, to help out with my debt, to find a good, you know, a good man, to start my business. I put those things on what I would desire in my bank account in terms of my health, you know, so I put those kind of things on my vision board. I was kind of afraid to dream big. So I just put things that I knew that I could achieve, not things that I would allow God to bless me with.
And so I would assume you've done maybe at least one more or other vision boards. How have you seen kind of a growth or a change in your vision board that maybe you have most recently done?
Absolutely. So as you create your vision boards, your faith, you begin to graduate in faith. And so for me, my faith has graduated to a certain level to where I truly believe there's nothing for me that I cannot achieve and receive. It's absolutely nothing unless it's not good for me at that right time or something better is coming. So I create relationship boards. I created a relationship board. Now I have one for my marriage. With me and my husband, you know, what we desire to do throughout the year. My kids do vision boards based on their school year. It's a commitment that they're making to themselves, and then also an image of what they see themselves doing in the future. And they have like three or four different things because they're not sure, and I say that's fine. I have one for my business and a personal vision board for myself. So I'm I'm a walking vision board myself, but I surround myself with this inspiration and look at it daily.
Wow. And so in the Essence magazine feature, they showed you in this gorgeous purple. Let me just say that was purple was just gorgeous. I was like, can I
Thank
get that skirt? I mean, I just need it a little bit bigger, but can I get that skirt? But they show your vision board. So how did Essence, you know, hear about you, find out, how did that feature happen?
Once again, you know, prior to that year, and I'll be brief with it because it's a wonderful story, but long story short, I put on my vision board in 2015? On 2013, uh-huh. I took out Alicia Keys' face off of Essence, put my face in there, and I said, mm-hmm. you know what, I'm going to be in Essence magazine, but I took my face, but my intention wasn't to be on the cover. My intentions was to be in the magazine. So I took off right. Alicia Keys' face, put my face on there, and I put it on my vision board. Then the next thing, you know, you take certain actions. I started to read Essence. What does Essence look for in women? What kind of profile? What kind of women do they highlight? You know, what is an Essence woman, and am I living that? And if this is what I desire to do, how am I positioning myself in that way? So after a while throughout the year, I kind of forgot that Essence was up there because other things were manifesting on my vision board. But right after my conference, I ended up being humble enough to show up at an event that wasn't a paid gig. They didn't offer me all the perks that you get as a speaker. And just being in the back, God put me in the front. And so
wow.
I showed up, and Essence was there. And me and one of the writers had a really great conversation. And she said, you know, I'm doing a piece on vision boards. And I said, hey, I have a few vision boards that you can take pictures of if you want to use them, because she said it was a hard time finding information. Well, after she listened to my story, next thing you know, Essence is in my house 10 hours doing a full photo shoot, full interview, and what was supposed to be two pictures and a little quote ended up being a spread in the magazine, and that just a snowball effect for the other media.
My God. See, all you need is God to set you up, and he knows how to set you up. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Whoa. Couldn't
Absolutely.
Have planned
But you
it.
Have to be prepared. You
oh,
have
yes.
to be prepared. Yes.
So that's good. I love that you said you started reading the magazine. You started taking actions versus just, I want to be in Essence one day, and then kind of walking away from it. You started moving in the direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Tell, I know you have a powerful personal testimony. Do you mind sharing a little bit of that with the listeners?
Absolutely. I'll share some, and then I definitely encourage them to get the book, The Road to Redemption. But
yes.
For me, the story that is also in Essence, page, we have 84 and 85. But on page 85, the January issue, I talk about how, you know, starting out for me, we all have these pivotal moments that really change us, and we all have stories. Well, one story God wanted me to share that I refused to share, but now that I've shared it, it is just life-changing for me, is, you know, being a teenager, going to college, a freshman in college, making the wrong decision, traveling to third world countries, transporting, you know, narcotics, and, you know, in heavy suitcases, loads of suitcases. And so, you know, just the blessing was not to get locked up in any of those third world countries, but to be able to come home only to have the feds knock on my door and, you know, be sent away where a judge wanted to just give me 10 years. And I've never stole a bubble gum in my life. So that 10 years, you know, once again, I was graced and not realizing that I was a part of a larger organization, drug organization. I was allowed to just do 4.5 years in federal prison, the rest in halfway house, and then the rest on probation. And so that's the story. That's the story that God wanted me to share. That's the story that has made me who I am. And many of the things that I'm doing today, I was doing when I was in prison, you know, just a little younger, just a little greener, but the same encouragement, transformation, motivational speaking, even the life coaching I was doing inside, and, you know, just didn't realize that that was a business, that was a ministry.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for being transparent and following the leading of God to share with the world, to really impact others and help everyone. So thank you, because you certainly could have said, "No, nah, God, that's off the table. I'll talk about the other stuff, but that is off the table." And certainly, you do not, as they say, look like what you've been through. So certainly, thank you for that. And people that are activate, you know, to have the qualification of an activator, you had to have been through something that deactivated you, you know, mm-hmm. in order to mm-hmm. have that quality. So, wow. So tell people how they can get a hold of your book.
Absolutely. I say this not to be vain, but I'm Google-licious. So any events, any books that we have a wonderful book out, The Road to Redemption, The Art of Activation. You can find that on my website on lucindacross.com. You can put in Lucinda Cross in Google and connect with me on, you know, Instagram. But they can get the book at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. God has blessed us to have this book in many different areas for people. So definitely lucindacross.com is the main site.
All right. And when is your next conference coming up? Are you working on that?
Yes, we are. Every year, September 20th is the Activate Conference. This year, we're going to spread it out to 3 days, the 18th, 19th, and ending it on the 20th in Atlanta. So we are planning that now. They can find out information about that on lucindacross.com, also activatingamerica.com. You'll find out more updates about that. Coming up for September, and I'm excited. That's major.
yes, and certainly we saw Sherry Shepherd and Kiki, the last one, like what was that like, and so many others. Those are just names that people readily recognize, but certainly so many other great women that you had at that conference, and I heard nothing but good things. I heard and saw nothing but good things from that. So big shout out to that. So the first segment just talked a little bit about some tips. So I understand why you may be writing down a couple notes about events. So one of your videos you posted today really quickly on Instagram, you basically were asking the question, you know, who is really 5 years behind schedule, 10 years behind schedule, 15 years behind schedule of their dreams, their goals. What do you say to help activate that? Or any tips you would like to give the listeners for people who are behind schedule on their goals and their visions?
Absolutely. You know, the one question, and it was in another one of the videos that I said, is that, you know, we have to determine what's your greatest why right now that you're going to get these things done, that you're going to take care of your health, that you decided to get your finances together. What makes this year, this time, this season in your life so significant, so important to you that you're not going to wait any longer? You're not going to allow a distraction or obstacle to stop you. What is it that's going to make you go in full force this year towards your goals, whatever it is? Because if you don't have that major why, you know what, I need to do this right now, or that sense mm-hmm. of urgency, it's easy to fall back, and before you know it, it's another 5-10 years. We're already in 2015. We should not even be planning for 2015. We should already be in motion with some of the things that we set out from 2014. Like, I'm already in 2017 right now. Not to push time ahead, because we don't know what plans God has for us. But it allows you to just move effortlessly and allow God to take control of the wheel. If you're so far behind, then you're allowing fears and obstacles and challenges and what doesn't look right stop you from moving forward. So my message is, if you plan on succeeding this year or really accomplishing one of your major goals, make sure that why is in front. The reason why I'm doing this is because, you know, my life depends on it. The reason why I'm doing this is because I don't have any more. I don't have much time left. The reason why I'm doing this is because my health is important. The reason why I'm taking care of my health is because my kids, I need to worry about leaving a legacy, and I can't be selfish. So I have to put the rice down. I have to put the sugar down because I have kids who's depending on me. So we have to look at that why and just get it done. Get it done.
Get it done. All right, listeners, there you go, right there, your Activate moment, right there, real quick. We didn't even charge you for it with Lucinda Cross. Thank you. But support again. Pick up the book. Stop by her website. I've tagged you in all places. So I've tagged on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So those are easy connection points. If you're connected to me, you will be able to get to Lucinda Cross. My final question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
You know what? The fact that I have, you know, my husband, it takes a while before your family believes really in what you do. They'll support you, but to really believe in you. So the fact that my husband believes in me and he is now looking up to me and comfortable with that, it gives me the push every single day because he's, you know, he's involved now. Hey, babe, what is it that you're working on today? You need me to help you with the kids? Anything? What's the plan for this week? What's the plan for this month? So his involvement in my vision means a lot to me because I remember where he would watch on the sidelines and just, you know, give me the eye because he wasn't too sure. But, you know, I'm here for you, babe. But he really didn't believe. But to see that I made him a believer in God's gifts in me means a lot.
Yeah. Wow, well said. Well said. What a testament. What a testament. Listeners, put your hands together for our guest, Lucinda Cross. Lucinda, we'll just have to have you back. Certainly when you are promoting strongly the conference in Atlanta, we'll have you back to talk more about that. And so I'm just glad we had a chance to catch up with you.
Thank you so much for this platform and everybody listening. I appreciate it, and I just thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. We're going to bring LaWanda Tillett back. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to bring her back up to the air. We might even get a couple more event tips out of her, but I also want to hear about her radio show life and radio life as well. So don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1. Go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2. Once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3. Get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123jobzone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Woo, that was awesome, Lucinda Cross. Listen, check her out, lucindacross.com. Check her out online. Keep your eye on her. But we're going back to the virtual studio over on the virtual couch over to the left. I'm bringing my guest back on, LaWanda Tillett, back on with us. We just want to grab a little bit more from you. Thanks for hanging out with us. So listen, you heard Lucinda saying she was writing down some notes to help with her next event.
I heard. You know, and I want to say it's such a pleasure to be able to share this platform and time with her. I'm very pleasantly surprised, and I was like, yay, Lucinda Cross, yes.
Yes. Awesome. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your radio. You're on the other side of the mic now, but tell us a little bit about what you do in radio and media and all that we see you posting and tweeting about.
Well, you know that, I'm very, very excited about that. I was given the pleasure of connecting with a young man, Javon Jackson. He is our program director for the Mr. G Morning Show with Fire 91. And it's I'm excited about that. I connected with him, and he took a chance on me. I initially went to school for broadcast journalism at North Carolina State University and Mississippi State University. And so, you know, life happened, and things didn't quite work the way I thought they would. So I didn't think this opportunity would come back around again. But he had he put out a post that he was looking for some new co-hosts for the morning show. So I called him. Well, we met with each other back and forth. And long story short, we talked. And he took a chance on me. So December 2nd, we started, and we've been rocking ever since. I share space with him. He is the Mr. D of the Mr. D Morning Show. And then there's our big brother, Red, the Red Diggity. He is the beat of our threesome, and I am the beauty.
So,
Yeah, that's who we are, the beauty, the beast, and the beat. So.
And so it's a morning show, so how early are you up?
I'm up early. We start at 7 a.m. So, every morning. I'm up about 6:15, 6:30 to get myself together. But we do go on the air every morning at 7 a.m. from 7 to 11, Tuesday through Friday. And on Saturday, we're on from 9 to 12. And we do take on the hard topics people don't want to talk about. So we do have those conversations. We have a lot of fun with it. And it's a great time. It's definitely a great time. Tina B., she is like the first lady of APL, is what we call her. So she will call in, and she gives us the rundown of what's going on in APL for that day or for the weekend. In the streets with Kim, that's in the streets with Tina B, and then Kim, ripping and running with Kim. She does the same thing, calls in, tells us what's going on with her and what's happening in APL. So it's a nice family thing that we have going on with the morning show. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
and so how can people listen? How can they listen?
They can listen to us on TuneIn, the TuneIn app, or Radio Onomy, and they search for Fire 91, and they will find us there live, like I said, bright and early, 7 to 11, Tuesday through Friday, and on Saturdays from 9 to 12. We also have our live tours that we've been doing. We broadcast live from 5018 in Norfolk, Virginia. We'll be there again on March 14th, and we are also putting together our Craft Fest. That'll be in Maryland. That's coming up in Memorial Weekend, actually. So stay tuned for more surprises coming from that. So.
Wow. Now, what's an example of a topic, a hot topic, that you all will cover that other people don't really want to touch?
Well, today was one of our really, really hot topics. We talked about butt implants. We talked about an injection. And the topic of it was vanity. And that was the topic. And we, you know, how far is too far? What are the reasons that people are doing it? Or why are we doing it? Is it really that serious that you would put your life on the line because people who want to do it and can't afford to do it are going to unlicense people to do those things? And the consequences of that are just grave. Their bodies, you know, being abused or getting infected and having to lose parts of your body. And we talked about it from several aspects. And we talked about that. We talked about there was one topic we talked about as a transgender, should you inform your mate that you used to be something else other than who you are now? We talked about that. So
That's a hot topic.
It definitely is a hot topic. It is certainly a hot topic. But we take it on, and we own it. We own it. We love who we are. We love the brand that we're building, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
Wow. Okay, so thanks for sharing for that. And so tell them how they can follow you on Twitter and Facebook again, because that's really how I know that you're on air because I see your posts. So Twitter and Facebook, how they can connect.
On Twitter, it's at Black Dress VA. So it's that simple, at BLCK Dress VA. And for Instagram, it's Black Dress Events.
All right. Great. Perfect. And so if someone was listening and they were saying, oh, I would like some help with an event, I really like what she had to say, how can they get in contact with you to get started with maybe you doing helping them with their event?
Absolutely. They can reach out to me. They can either message me on Facebook, again, LaWanda Tillett. They can find me under Little Black Dress Event Planning and Concierge Services on Facebook. And they can email me. Little Black Dress, and that's LittleBlackDress Events at gmail.com. They can Twitter me. They can Instagram me and send me a message either way, and I will be happy to sit down with them and talk with them. And,
all
you know,
right.
Nothing's off the table. I do, you know, I try to customize pricing based on the needs that they have. So that's how we function, and our website is coming.
All right. Stay tuned for that, and we'll make sure we give that out. So like I like to ask all of my guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
When I get to make a difference in the life of other people, if I can get to one woman and I make her smile and feel good about who she is, and I celebrate her wherever she is because we all started somewhere, that's what motivates me.
Oh, wonderful. Well said, well said. Listen, you're still getting shout-outs. A shout-out from Twitter, at @exclusivet_C, the travel professional, says she's so proud of you. Oh, I think she's so proud of us. Hey, thank you. I'm waving at the screen. Thank you for listening.
I know, me
listening.
Too.
We appreciate you here. So thank you so much again. We'll certainly maybe have to do a tag team or tag on something, co-host on something. So I'll keep you in mind.
Absolutely.
For that. How about that?
I would love to share space with you. That would be great.
Yeah, maybe you can help me rustle in these guys with the Men Confess segment. So we'll chat about that offline.
Absolutely. I think we should do that. It's hard to get the men involved, but I think we need to. They got good things going on, too. People need to know
about
it.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? That is a wrap for today's show. As always, we appreciate you checking us out here. Go by Charvette.com, Charvette.com, and you can get all the information you need and listen to past shows and upcoming shows. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.